He opened the flask and was raising it to his lips when his eye fell on an object lying on the rock beside him. He thought it moved. It was a small dog, apparently in the last agony of death from thirst. Its tongue was out, its jaws dry, its limbs extended lifelessly, and a swarm of black ants were crawling about its lips and throat. Its eyes moved to the bottle which Hans held in his hand. He raised it, drank, kicked the animal with his foot, and passed on. And he did not know how it was, but he thought that a strange shadow had suddenly come across the blue sky. The path became steeper and more rugged every moment, and the high hill air, instead of refreshing him, seemed to throw his blood into a fever. His thirst increased every moment. Another hour passed, and he again looked down to the flask at his side. It was half empty, but there was much more than three drops in it. He stopped to open it, and again, as he did so, something moved in the path above him. It was a fair child, stretched nearly lifeless on the rock, its eyes closed and its lips parched and burning. Hans looked at it for a moment, drank, and passed on. And a dark gray cloud came over the sun, and long, snake-like shadows crept up along the mountainsides. Hans struggled on. The sun was sinking, but its descent seemed to bring no coolness, but the goal was nearer. He saw the cataract of the Golden River springing from the hillside, scarcely 500 feet above him. He paused for a moment to breathe, and sprang on to complete his task.